As many as a third of Americans are expected to vote before Election Day this year. Early voting records have already been smashed in North Carolina and Georgia, two of the 32 states that allow advanced voting for any reason. In states like South Dakota, that policy allows residents from far-flung rural areas to vote whenever they happen to be in town. But this year, early voting on two remote Indian reservations has been cut short, and voting rights advocates are crying foul. Charles Michael Ray with South Dakota Public Radio reports.
The Pine Ridge and Rosebud reservations sit on two of the poorest counties in the United States. The county governments here are so poor that there's no courthouse. They can't afford to hire a full-time auditor or even extra election officials needed to run early voting. Most of South Dakota has early voting for a full 6 weeks. State residents can stop by their local courthouse and vote anytime. But on the Pine Ridge and Rosebud reservations, voters will only get 3 days of in-person early voting. Locals like Cedric Goodman say this translates to unequal access to the polls.
I don't use the word discrimination, but it seems like that's what it is.
But South Dakota Secretary of State Chris Nelson doesn't see this as an issue of unequal access to the polls. Nelson says tribal residents can still drive to an adjacent county or vote by mail.
So anybody that has access to the mailbox has very easy access to getting an absentee ballot mailed to their doorstep.
But does this constitute equal access? In this wide open country, tribal voters may have to drive more than 100 miles one way in order to early vote in person. Even on Election Day, some residents will need to drive up to 40 miles to cast a ballot. Voting rights advocates note that not all tribal residents use the mail, and multiple families often live in each home. All this leads State Senator Tom Kadis to charge that the system is stacked against Native Americans.
It's what we used to call institutional racism, not that the individuals have meanness or racism, but doing business as usual, in effect, still has the same end result.
Kadis sits on the state's Tribal Relations Committee and says federal funds that could have been used to pay for early voting didn't make their way down to the county level.
People are concerned about what goes on in Florida or Ohio. You know, we should be concerned on what goes on in Shannon County and Todd County, respectively.
Secretary of State Chris Nelson says it's the local county governments that made the decision not to open the polls early. Nelson says almost $100,000 in one-time federal election funds could have been used by these reservation counties to pay for early voting. But county officials didn't learn that they could use these funds until too late in the game.
How can you ask for early voting if you don't think there's money available?
O.J. Siemens with the nonpartisan group Four Directions is working to get more Native Americans to the polls. He's been trying to persuade local county governments to open the polls early. The Rosebud Reservation will get 1 day of early voting. The polls are open early for 2 days on Pine Ridge. On the second day, they ran out of ballots due to high demand. The small reservation town of Pine Ridge Village is dotted with stray dogs. And today, residents are bundled up against the cold wind. It feels like it's about to snow. The weather hasn't stopped Charles Poirier from casting his vote early today. But Poirier says many of his neighbors won't vote this year. He says the high gas prices and long distances to the polls make voting a burden for those in poverty.
Left out, you know, just left out of the process when we're part of this state. And I just hate to say it, but we don't have the right to vote, you know, like everybody else in this state. They have the convenience.
Local election officials concede that the lack of early voting will likely mean fewer Native Americans at the polls. While it's too late to fix the problem this time, they say they'll try to find a way to ensure that tribal residents have equal access to the ballot box for the next election. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.